Now, at some point, we've all suffered a minor blow to the head, falling over, a sports injury, that kind of thing. Well, a new study says we should be worried about these things. A team from Oxford University here in the UK says a minor blow can potentially cause long-term effects, such as struggling in school, even difficulty getting a job. This study looked at quite a lot of people, more than a million Swedish people, and found that those with a head trauma were more likely to not get work and instead qualify for a disability payment. Professor Sina Fazel is involved in the study.
The study actually looked at people who presented to healthcare services, so that includes accident and emergency or emergency departments in other countries. So it's people who either are dazed or confused or have a short period of loss of consciousness and beyond, and more severe blows to the head.
Is that from through playing sports or just having an accident?
So that can be from a range of different causes, including falls, which is the most common cause in children, to accidents, particularly road traffic accidents in young adults. We looked at everyone who had a head injury that presented to healthcare from the age of 0 to 25. So that includes the falls in the children, the accidents in older kids and adolescents, and then the road traffic accidents after that. In some cases, people are being obviously hit because of fights.
This was a study that you carried out on more than a million Swedish people and found that those who received a head trauma were 76% more likely to qualify for disability payments.
That's right. So we looked at a range of these outcomes, including disability, welfare benefits, poor education, by which we meant people who didn't receive any qualifications in high school, secondary school.
And you related that back to the trauma that they potentially suffered from a head injury.
Yes, we did that. And we did that partly because we compared people to individuals who didn't suffer a head injury, but also we compared them to their siblings who didn't suffer a head injury. So we tried to account for family effects that might explain why some people do worse than others. And another thing we did is we looked at a population of people who suffered other forms of trauma but not to the head, and followed them up, and also compared what happened to them with what happened to the people who had head injuries. And the people who did head injuries did worse on all the outcomes that we investigated.
Many parents would listen to this or look at your research and feel really worried, because children fall over all the time. Children are quite accident prone, and they'll be thinking, well, should I be protecting my child at all costs, making them walk around with a helmet just to stop them from potentially suffering later in life?
I mean, it's a difficult thing. Life is about balancing risks and benefits, and obviously being out, being active is very important and is associated with all sorts of benefits. And so one has to balance that with risks. And I think what our study suggests is that those risks might be best dealt with at the sort of policy or population level. For instance, improving playground design could be one approach. I think it's about balancing these risks and benefits. And obviously, you don't want to just restrict your children's activities so they actually end up with other health problems such as obesity.
Interesting study that. It's Professor Sina Fazel from Oxford University on that study about minor blows to the head causing long-term problems, apparently.